You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin now. The upcoming Friday will be an important day for the Jalan Kalrok Consortium, JKC, which was the winning bidder for Jet Airways. It will be the last day of the air operator's permit issued by the Directorate General of Civil Aviation. The permit essentially allows an airline to start commercial operations. However, according to a source, Jet has not placed any request for renewal of the permit, even though any such request is usually done at least a month prior to the expiry date of the license. This essentially means that more than 30 months after being declared the winning bidder, JKC's plan to run Jet is as good as buried. A mail sent to JKC remained unanswered. In another big news, the Goods and Services Tax Department has widened the probe against insurance companies for alleged wrongful availment of input tax credit. The Director General of GST Intelligence is likely to serve show cause notices to 10 more insurers soon, taking the number of firms under the drive to 30. According to a person familiar with the development, quote, investigations into 20 insurers are complete and another 10 cases are under probe as of now. Depending on the findings, show cause notices will be sent to the latter two, unquote. The latest set of notices will be slapped on some of the prominent general insurance companies, the source added. It may be noted here that a total tax evasion of Rs 2,500 crore has been detected of insurers by the DGGI till now, of which the firms have already paid close to Rs 750 crore on their own. The investigations are being led by Mumbai, Meerut and Gurugram zonal offices of the DGGI. Moving on, subscribers of National Pension System NPS will now get a wider range of annuity options and can opt for multiple annuities from the same annuity service provider to optimize their retirement income. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, in a circular, has said that the option of multiple annuities will be allowed to those subscribers who earmark the annuity corpus of over Rs 10 lakh, wherein Rs 5 lakh will have to be utilized to buy each annuity scheme. At present, subscribers are allowed to buy one annuity scheme from the annuity service provider at the time of exit. There are 15 annuity service providers empaneled by PFRDA to maintain the annuity contribution of subscribers. The annuity service providers are life insurance companies regulated by the insurance regulator and empaneled by the PFRDA to provide the annuity to the NPS subscribers. The pension amount will vary based on the types of annuity plans, such as pension for life with return of purchase price on death of the annuitant, pension for life at a uniform rate, pension payable for 5, 10, 15 or 20 years, pension payable for life increasing at a rate of 3% a year, pension for life with a provision of 50% of the annuity payable to spouse for upon death of the annuitant, pension for life with a provision of 100% of the annuity payable to spouse upon death of the annuitant, etc. In a separate development, the Central Board of Reserve Bank of India will meet on Friday to consider approving dividend payment or transfer of surplus capital from its balance sheet to the centre, along with approving the annual report and accounts for FY23, people aware of the development said. As per a source quote, the RBI settles its annual accounts in May and the Central Board meeting is scheduled on Friday, May 19. The transfer of surplus amount will be decided in accordance with the recommendations made by Bimal Jalan Committee, unquote. The RBI will also meet Board of Directors of public and private sector banks later this month, the sources added. According to the FY24 budget estimates, the centre is expecting the RBI and other public sector lenders to declare Rs 48,000 crore in dividends for the previous financial year. Last but not the least, minority shareholders at Dish TV have flagged questionable investments made by the direct-to-home operator and said that its board has lost credibility and the trust of public shareholders. The shareholders, who Dish TV said on Monday, have called for an extraordinary general meeting, have said the board is not acting in line with good corporate governance standards. The minority shareholders hold a 10.15% stake in the company and include individual as well as institutional investors such as IndusInd Bank, Aditya Birla Capital and Phoenix ARC. While IndusInd Bank holds a 2.34% stake, Phoenix ARC holds 1.24%, according to Dish TV's shareholding pattern as on March 31, 2023. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.